You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Colossians chapter 4 and verse 16. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. Now, I've heard pastors, there are pastors that they will never allow their church members to read any book that is not by their pastor or by their general overseer. How can people like that claim to be servant of God? When you can see that the scripture is saying, the epistle you are reading, let it be read in other churches. The one that the other churches have read, ensure that you also, you read it. So a true servant of God will avail you the opportunity to receive life, to receive endowment, to receive edification from other people that God has raised and gifted in the body of Christ. He is not going to restrict you to one thing. He is not going to restrict you to just one thing. Now, the second part of this is that he says, cause that it be read also. That means that we all have responsibility. That the things that we read that has blessed our life, that other people should read it also. Look at the day we are now. It's a day when we can share things. So you stumble on a man, you stumble on a message on YouTube, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on TikTok, on some of the social media platforms, even WhatsApp, Telegram, WeChat. It is your responsibility to also share it. Let other people see it. Let them see what has blessed you. Let them be able to read it. Don't keep it to yourself. Also, as I look at that word, cause that it be read, could also mean that make it available to others. It may mean make resource available to others. It could be something as you making Bible available to other people. Bible, I spoke with a colleague at work one day, and he got a bit serious. And I asked him, do you have a Bible? I was shocked when he said, no, he doesn't have a Bible. Okay, he wasn't born again, but he had grown up in a religious Christian environment that you will just assume that he will have a Bible. He doesn't have a Bible. I had to look for a Bible to give to him. Thank God for Gideon's International that places Bible in hotels around the world. Such groups of people, you can be a part of them. You can support them. You can be a part of book publications to ensure that people have access to the book. I'm not talking of people who want to make money. I'm talking of books that are not written for profit, but they are just for the souls of people. You are causing it to be read by others by even making it available. Sometimes it could be as you carrying those books physically and giving it to people. You may even buy it and say, I read a book. I know of a woman who read a book and she was so blessed by this book. I think the book was by our brother Agbile Akoni. And what she did was to go and get more copies of that book. And as she talks to people, she gives it to them. You see, she is causing it to be read. And when other people also make something available that will bless you, you to make yourself available to be edified by it. It's a cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans. Now you see, it's a Laodiceans in their church. Cause that it be read there. Ensure that it is read there. Do whatever is possible to ensure that the message of Jesus Christ is read, is heard by everyone on the face of the earth. May the Lord give you wisdom. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818-615-7852. To learn more about the burden and the programs of the ministry, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.